Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacid IGR for horn fly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this premixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals, you'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacid IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacidigr.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Well, the live cattle and feeder cattle were pretty much steady and mixed here. The June lives up 80 to finish at 133.55. That was roughly $2.50 off their early morning low, but up 80 in June. August up 2 cents, 135.37. The October live cattle down 25 at 142.67. Feeder cattle were up 25 in May at 159.80. The August 47 lower at 174.22. Those feeder cattle contracts also about $2.50 off their low. So the market surprisingly came back mid-morning to only be down slightly. Most of the strength was on the front end. The hog futures down $1.32 in May at 100.87. The June's down 280 at 101.30. July down 285 at 104.20. Pretty substantial sell-off over the last 40 or so days. Just over $20 a hundred on the lean hog. So big sell-off there. Now, most of the live cattle or the feedlots have priced their cattle around 142. That's quite a premium to where the June live cattle currently are priced. And then next week, we got an on-feed report. Of course, placements have been high, and everybody keeps expecting eventually the placements will come down. So that's expected on this next cattle on-feed report, which will be a week from Friday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
At Helena, we know healthy soil produces healthy plants. That's why we created Zypro with VersaShield formulation technology. Zypro's stabilized enzymes cause a consistent chemical reaction in the soil for up to 60 days, giving plants stronger roots, more nutrient uptake, and better stress tolerance. Contact your local ag retailer or Helena representative to find out how Zypro can improve soil health and yield potential. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Today's grain futures were extremely weak. Overnight, the wheat market was higher, so I was under the impression that maybe it would get higher throughout the day today, but it didn't. It got weaker. July Kansas City was 7.5 lower, about $11.63. That was about 37 off of the $12 high overnight. Chicago wheat, 14 to 18 lower. The soybeans were the weakest contract here. The July soybeans down 35 at 15.87. New crop November down 23 at 14.47. That's about 9 off of their lows. But we're below the 20-day moving average, right at the 50-day, and there's some trend lines here that we may or may not hold, but the market has sold off. It looks like the corn and bean new crop crops will be planted this week, a large bit of progress this week, maybe indicated in the crop progress and condition report after the close this afternoon at 3 p.m. There are some estimates out on that crop progress report. It looks like corn's expected to be 25% planted normally, or last week it was 14%. Soybean 16%, last week 8%. Winter wheat conditions expected to be 28%, up 1% from last week. But really, we haven't received much of the rain, so I don't know how much of that winter wheat crop will be better this week.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss, so may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.